Podcast Help Desk News for May 8th, 2019. Good morning. It's a Wednesday. And today I have another tip for podcasters who use Macintosh computers. I recently had a iMac, which was from 2011, finally crap out. And that was my main podcast production machine up until that happened. And I've now switched to a different Macintosh. And one of the pieces of software that I had on there since 2011 is Ambrosia Software's Soundboard. What that was kind of a cart machine, if you're familiar with radio. And you can load up a bunch of sound clips and just has a bunch of buttons you push and you can get the sound clips to fire off. Well, Ambrosia Software, back in the day, had a pretty draconian DRM to keep you from copying said software or installing it on a different computer, so I found it rather impossible to move the application, well, not move, since the other one crapped out, but to reinstall it and then reauthorize it, and I haven't had any luck. So my tip is I found a new one that works pretty darn good. Like I said, this is for Macintosh users that podcast, or somebody just wants to goof off with a soundboard, but for a whole $4.99 in the Mac App Store, you can get a thing called Podcast Soundboard. And that Podcast Soundboard, you'll know it by the little record player icon. That's their main logo there. And it's by Alexander Patterson. But it's a whole $4.99 one-time payment, not a monthly. Ambrosia Software Soundboard is also in there. And I do believe that they are somewhere, let's take a look here, I think they were $50. Yeah, Ambrosia Software Incorporated, $49.99 for their soundboard software. And it is good software, don't get me wrong, but I don't know if this podcast soundboard is 10 times less useful. I think it's just as useful. And you can have multiple soundboards. And here, let me give you an example here. If I click this button right here.
This is the Podcast Help Desk with Mike Dell. Is this thing on?
So that was kind of my little stinger there. And, you know, you can have all kinds of, sound effects, music even. You know, you could put a whole track in there if you're doing a music show. Little sound effects. There we go. There's the ding. We've got crickets here in case I talk too much. Anyway, there's a bunch of features on here. I haven't explored them all yet, but you can have it duck when you talk if you want to have it under your voice. But anyway, it's pretty cool software. A lot cheaper than the old Ambrosia software version of Soundboard. It's called Podcast Soundboard. Again, you find that in the Mac App Store for $4.99 US. And I do not have a financial stake in this at all. Just passing along something I found while setting up my new Macintosh. Anyway, back to news on Friday. Catch me later.